An 8 on the WOKV weather meter. From the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. In for Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the rest of the week. We are starting out chilly again, but we're mostly sunny with our sky. Back to the lower to mid-60s this afternoon. Still in the 50s by lunchtime, though, so you'll need the jackets. Then we're dropping into the 50s again into your evening plans with mostly clear skies. We are chilly overnight, dropping down into the lower to mid-40s around Jacksonville, mid to upper 30s well inland. But we're partly sunny through the day on Thursday, about 10 degrees warmer tomorrow in the mid-70s. That's right about where we should be for this time of year, 74, our average daytime high. Friday, we're partly sunny. There it is, St. Patrick's Day, a warm day, breezy conditions with winds out of the south and southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s in the afternoon. So definitely going to warm up for the end of the week for spring breakers here for our local students and any visitors. But overnight Friday into Saturday, we are tracking our next cold front, and that could bring some showers, maybe even embedded rumble of thunder. Temperatures will be in the low 70s Saturday, but still some scattered showers in the morning and into the afternoon at least, and maybe even an isolated lingering shower at night before we dry out on Sunday. The pick day of the weekend weather-wise going to be Sunday with the latest timing for the rain moving out Saturday afternoon and evening. Sunday will be cooler again, though, reaching the lower 60s to end spring break for some. Hope you have a great day. Stay warm. And from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for 104.5 WOKV.